You're listening to Talk of the Town with host Juke Van Os. You may email Juke at juke.vanos@whtc.com or call now, 395-1450.
This is Dave Ageman sitting in for Juke Van Os here at your Holland Hometown Station, 1450. With my guest today, I have Cindy Gamrat. She's going to be running for the 88th District. That's Representative Janetsky's district. He holds that now. She's also a member of the Tea Party, and I know the Tea Party has been taking a lot of flack today, being called anarchists and so forth. And Cindy, why are you running, and what do you think about them calling you those kind of names?
Well, first, Dave, thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure.
I'm Cindy Gamrat, and Dave, I am a Christian woman, married to my high school sweetheart for nearly 18 years and a mother of three. And I'm concerned about the direction of our nation. I'm concerned about where we're going morally, spiritually, and fiscally. And I've had the opportunity to work with Tea Party members all around the state and in other states as well. And many of them are involved in the Tea Party because of the same concerns. We're concerned about the state and the nation that we're leaving behind to our children and grandchildren. And many of them had not been involved politically before, but they feel like they can't sit on the sidelines any longer, and they want to step up and do what they can to leave our country a better place.
You know, when I was voted the most conservative legislator in the state, the Tea Party kind of adopted me, because I was voting fiscally, morally, and constitutionally conservative. And all I see the Tea Party as, and there's fringe groups. There's fringe groups in the GOP, in the Democrats, and the Tea Party, and independents, and so forth. But I see the Tea Party as just a group that wants to be left alone. They just want less government. They want less people involved in their life. They just want the government out of their life. That's the way I looked at it. And when I voted on bills, I used to look at those bills and say, okay, does this bill raise a tax, fine, or a fee? If it did, I'd vote no, simply because I can get that money in other budgets, because those budgets aren't prioritized. And I looked at the bills and say, okay, is this good for business or is it bad for business? If it's bad for business, and I know that 80% of all jobs created are created from small business, I voted against the bill. So what's your biggest concerns right now?
Dave, one of my biggest concerns and the biggest battle I've been fighting in is Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to Obamacare in Michigan, what we have is Obamacare that's been passed under Medicaid expansion. I think when I hear representatives and senators who voted for Medicaid expansion try to separate out Medicaid expansion from Obamacare, I believe that's disingenuous. Because if you look at the first line of the Medicaid expansion bill, it says it's pursuant under the Patient Affordable Care Act.
Right.
And so I'm very concerned about Obamacare. I went to school at the University of Michigan, graduated in the School of Nursing, and worked as an RN in the healthcare professional field. And there are many reasons I'm concerned about Obamacare. I think the top one would be it doesn't address the cost of healthcare. And that's the number one reason why we are in the mess that we're in. And
exactly.
I'm concerned that all the things that have been put forward, healthcare is simply going to rise, the cost of it, and it doesn't address that. Number two, I believe the quality of our healthcare is going to go down, and that's from talking with other doctors that are currently in the field. And so I'm in the data integrity, your lack of data integrity.
I didn't know you were a nurse. That's good to know. You mentioned Affordability Care Act. This is such a joke, I can't believe it. It's not affordable. I got some stats here. Obamacare premium comparisons for states. For example, in Michigan, the percent increase is estimated at 188.63%. I got every state in front of me right now, and they range anywhere from 367% down to 44% increase. Whatever happened to Obama saying, hey, you're going to get $2,500 back from all your health care. This is going to be a cheap program. What do you say about that when the president says something like that to try to push this through? And by the way, this is one-sixth of the American, the money that we spend is on this health care. This is a huge grab by the federal government.
It is. Well, first of all, I'd always encourage people never to take a politician by their word. Look at their actions and investigate it and research it yourself. And that's why, you know, I did read that 2,000-page bill when it first came out, and I know it's thousands and thousands of pages more of regulations that have been put on top of it. And I was concerned at that time, and I remember calling my senator and talking to them, where's tort reform? You know, there's other ways that we could make health care affordable,
right,
without having to turn our doctors into administrators. I just don't feel that government should play doctor.
I agree with you 100% on that one. So you're going to be running for this seat. Obviously, you consider yourself a fiscal, moral, and constitutional conservative. How can people connect with you and support you?
Dave, they can go ahead and get on my website if you want at cindygamrat.com. That's C-I-N-D-Y-G-A-M-R-A-T. They can email me at cindy@cindygamrat.com. And you know, they can feel free to check out where I stand on all the issues. I have other concerns as well on small business, education.
Let's hear them.
Okay. I believe small business is the backbone of our nation and our economy. And my father started a small business when he was young. So I grew up in a home that saw firsthand of what it takes to run and operate, the hard work and dedication and wise choices to run a successful small business. And my dad always said to me, growing up, work hard and make good choices, and you can be anything you want to be and do anything you want to do. And I want to be able to say that to my children. I have two 16-year-old twins who I homeschool, and right now they're actually at Cornerstone University taking their first college classes. And I want to be able to tell them that. However, what I see is government regulations piled up on each other that make it harder for people to succeed through hard work and wise choices.
Cindy, let me ask you a question. We've talked before, and you know something that I put in from way back in 2007. I'm in favor of a part-time legislature. 46 states have a part-time legislature. I believe the savings is not in the pay. I believe the savings is in lack of taxes, fines, and fees, and regulations. What's your opinion of a part-time legislature?
I would be in favor of a part-time legislature also, Dave. You know, our founding fathers understood that when government has the power to control the lives of its citizenry, you lose freedom and you lose liberty and you lose prosperity. I believe that power really needs to stay in the hands of the people. And so anything that we can do, you know, our founding fathers put a lot of checks and balances in there. And anything that we can do to help restrain the government involvement in our lives, I think is a good thing.
Okay. There's somebody called from Holland here, wants to know if you're a Tea Party candidate, you're going to be running as a Republican, basically. I think that's the question. And your name will be on the ballot as a what? Republican?
Yes, I am. And I would encourage them. What I did is I read the platform of the Republican Party, the national platform. Dave, I think you had a hand in that.
Yep.
And I looked at those values, and those values lined up with where I stand. I'm pro-life. Pro-traditional marriage, for limited government. And I started getting involved in the Republican Party some years ago. I'm a precinct delegate on the executive committee and the presidential elector for the 6th congressional district in the Republican Party.
So you're very involved. You know what the party stands for and so forth. But you've just been an activist in the Tea Party to try to, and that's been my goal too, to try to keep the Tea Party in the GOP because we need them to win. And there's some people that are disenfranchised at the present time, but again, the party platforms are so diametrically opposed. Just those of you listening out there in Los Angeles, I'm the Republican National Committeeman for the GOP, and we got my core values passed, and they're just opposite of what the Democratic platform is. And one of the things that we put on there was we believe our rights come from God, and it's the government's job to protect those rights. And the Democratic Party tried taking the mention of God out of their platform completely. We believe in legal immigration, not illegal immigration. That's just total different of the Democrat Party, who stands for the illegal immigration. In fact, that will cost us huge sums of money in health care, education, welfare, jails, and human services, to the tune of almost $1 billion a year we're paying now for illegals, over and above what they pay in taxes. We believe in the sanctity of life. They believe in abortion. We believe in traditional marriage, not homosexual marriage. And a big one for me, being a military guy, we believe in the Second Amendment, not trying to take your guns away. And that is a huge issue, and they're trying to take your guns away. And whenever they try to take your guns away, folks, never vote for that candidate, because he's trying to take your freedom. And it's good that the government fears its citizens, and they don't fear the citizens anymore when you no longer have guns. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Cindy?
I'll just say I just finished spending the weekend at the Kalamazoo Gun Show, having a booth there and getting an opportunity to talk to a lot of pro-Second Amendment people out there. And I was encouraged at the gun show. You know, you see all the people there. I'm encouraged that, Dave, there really are millions of Americans out there that are concerned, mm-hmm. and that are getting informed, and they're starting to stand up. And say, you know, no, not any longer. We're not going to let you trample on our rights and freedoms any longer. We're not going to let you destroy our nation any longer. And that's why I'm running. I just feel obligated and responsible to take the steps to do whatever I can do, whether Tea Party, Republican Party. The results are God's. but I need to be obedient and to do what I can for my family and for future generations.
And that's really where I ran, too. I ran for office way back in 2007. I lost my job flying because I had a bunch of back surgeries. And everybody said you ought to run for office because I never liked politicians. And I didn't like politicians because when I heard them talk, they never spoke in specifics. Now, as an airline pilot and a fighter pilot, I always dealt with a checklist, and everything was very specific. And when somebody gets done speaking, I listen to them and say, I don't know what exactly he said. I'm not sure he was knew what he said. So they used to really irritate me. So I decided to run. And again, everybody said I couldn't win either. They said, well, you're the only guy running. In my race, it was 10 people. And I was the only non-politician running. Not only did I run, but I just clean their clocks because people are looking for people that are just honest and speak the truth. That's what they're looking for. And for me, my biggest thing is I'm just sick of government in every aspect of my life. I just want to be left alone. And I want to keep most of my wages so I can buy goods and services and create demand instead of the government creating demand through what they do. If you got callers out there, remember it's 395-1450. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, kind of going along that line, I think we're at a point in our nation where the people don't trust the government. And I understand that, and I see that, because what I see happening over and over is people who are supposed to be servant leaders saying one thing but then doing another. And there's that lack of integrity that we're seeing and that we've lost. I believe that needs to be restored first and foremost. So, you know, when you're looking at the different candidates out there, I'd encourage people to look at the actions that those candidates have done, the ways that they voted, if they have a voting history.
Right.
Do not listen to campaign promises and just go on that alone.
We got a call. Dick from Holland, you're on. We just got a couple minutes left. You're on.
Yeah, Justin, Thomas Jefferson used to have, the Sentinel used to put a quotation on the opinion page from Thomas Jefferson. If I have a choice between newspapers and government, I would take newspapers, but right now, I wouldn't take either one. And I'd like to hear your comments. You know, we're not getting the truth from the news media.
We only have about 30 seconds to go here. I would agree, and most of the young people now get their stuff off from their iPhone and everywhere else. And the newspapers do, in my opinion, tend to hire some more liberally minded people.